as good as a catch-up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan? Homebuyers Centre coaching you into your own two-story home with only $2,000 deposit. Conditions apply. See homebuyers.com.au. VC8370.
Oh, baby. In this catch-up,
the royal engagement, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, plus Damian Martin from the Wildcats.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
I wanted to talk to you guys about bromances.
Bromances.
Okay. So James Blunt and Ed Sheeran have the ultimate bromance. Everyone are talking about. So James Blunt has just announced Ed Sheeran as the godfather to his child.
Really?
Yes.
James Bond is like one of the weirder guys on the planet.
Yeah, but have you seen them on the carpet together and everything? Like they're making gags. They told the world that Princess Beatrice had cut Ed's face when they were all drunk and that was all BS. Oh, yeah.
So is Princess Beatrice in the scene as well?
Oh, they all hang out.
Oh, right.
They all hang out.
It's like Tay-Tay Squad, but in England.
Except
a lot uglier.
What is a bromance? Because as a chick, I don't get it.
A bromance is a term that chicks use to describe two guys who are friends.
Okay.
And they're jealous of the two guys that have such a great friendship and the girl's like, oh, look at them. They don't judge each other and stuff. It's like, must be a bromance.
I would say in the past few months, Wood and I had a bromance because we had a routine.
Yes.
I'd get up, walk to his house, pick Wood's up, walk to McDonald's, we get a coffee together, walk into work together, walk home. That was a bit of a bromance.
Yep.
Like I did make a comment on Friday night at the Christmas party, if things get a bit frisky tonight, let's just forget about it on Saturday morning. That's the sort of areas we're in. I did pre-warning that it could happen.
And?
I went home single.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, I came home early from the Christmas party and thought I was getting changed and going back out. I was like, no, I'm worn out, though. I'm too old.
Do you think that you two are at bromance level yet?
No, potentially, though. Like, I could see us going to watching the footballs on Friday night and that sort
of stuff. Yep, absolutely. Seeds have been planted, but you can't just plant a bromance.
Well,
you can't.
Okay.
It's like a plant. It needs to grow.
Well, let's get to know each other, because you said yes. You said there's a bromance, there's Apes. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about Ryan and see if you know them yet.
Right, go.
What's Ryan's girlfriend's name?
Bridget.
Ryan, how long has Xavier been with them?
5 years. Thank you.
Xavier, what kind of car does Ryan drive?
Volkswagen, little Golf.
Bang.
Ooh, you guys are not bad. Ryan, what are Xavier's dog's names?
Oh, I don't know that, but I do know that it's two labs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we pay that?
Yeah.
I haven't met the dogs yet. That's why I don't know the names.
Kevin and Till.
Oh, I might have knew Kevin, not Till though. Yeah.
I think you're pretty bloody good there, guys. Let's get on to something.
All right, come around here and pucker up.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Let's do this.
Stumpings. Yes! With Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
That's one of the slowest stumpings I've ever seen.
Stump them and win.
If you stump us, you'll get tickets to the Pitch Perfect 3. The Bellas are back for their final call-in, Cinema's New Year's Day.
The Bellas, baby.
Oh, the Bellas. So 131060, we want you to call us. Now, stumpings is real easy. The three of us will sit here and we've got to work it out together as a team, whether it's a general knowledge question that you've called us on or a riddle or something like that.
So we say we work it out as a team, but if you know the answer, don't even consult. Just scream it down
the line. Scream it down the line.
All right. And
Danielle.
And they stump us, they get the tickets, right?
That's absolutely how it works.
Does that mean we keep the tickets?
No, Ryan.
Danielle, stump us. What do you got, a riddle for us?
I've got a riddle, yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay, so tear me out, scratch my head. What now is black once was red.
Tear me out, scratch me out.
No, tear me out, scratch my head.
Yeah.
What now is black once was red.
No, it's black. Was once red.
So this is.
You got a stopwatch on us there, Maddie?
Oh yeah.
Is it? Would it be like something like the desert sky or something?
No.
It's red in the day and it's black in the night and it's.
Danielle, you got to keep quiet here whilst we work it out.
Heidi, you're looking fairly stumped, ironically.
Well, I'm.
I just don't want Danielle to get these.
Has
tickets.
It got something to do? Sorry. With your.
It's got nothing to do with fire that turns to coal, which turns red to black.
And then what? Tear me out, scratch my head.
Tear me out, scratch my head.
I'm stumped.
Yep.
We're stumped, girlfriend.
What is it, Danielle? What's the answer, mate?
You're really close. It's a match.
Oh my God. Tear me out, scratch my head.
Yeah, well done, Danielle.
See, Ryan, you just see I'm half a genius.
Yes, you are.
My brain just puts me in the right areas.
Yeah, no, that was a good area.
Well done, though. You're going to see Pitch Perfect 3 December 12 at Event Cinemas in Innaloo.
Thanks.
You and three mates.
Well done, mate. Well done. Scotty, what do you got? Stump us, mate.
Hey, how you going, guys? How are you?
Good,
mate. You got something for us, Scotty?
Yeah. Have you got a pen and a paper or a pencil or something?
Yeah, we're writing down.
Write down the words new door.
New door?
Yep. And then take those letters and rearrange them to create one word.
Okay,
right.
So we got an N, an E, W, D, O, O, R.
Well, this makes good radio.
Yeah,
writing down.
I'm trying to scribble.
I reckon there's going to be a few car crashes right now in Perth of people are sitting in their cars going,
I'm getting their notes
carry
on their phones.
And the E and write it down.
Are you writing it down, Ryan? What are you
I've written
thinking?
It down.
Zaves?
Newton.
Or... What about Rude Ween?
Ronald. No.
Oh, I've got downer, but that's I'm missing an O.
What is there such a word as R-O-O-D-W-E-N?
What is that? What's Rude that word?
Rudwin.
No.
Rudwin.
Is there such word as
what's
something
a
you've never heard of?
I reckon we're pretty stumped, bro.
Yeah, I'm stumped, mate. What do we got?
One word.
Yeah? Oh, one word.
Oh damn it! Damn it!
Damn it!
Damn it, Scotty!
Do we got tickets for Scotty as well?
Yeah,
tickets for Pitch Perfect, mate, on December 12th.
And it's
cinemas.
So good. It's so annoying as
Thanks
well.
God.
It's like when and I feel so dumb because didn't you literally say? One word?
Yes.
And we're anyway.
Well
Scotty,
done,
well
Scotty.
Done. Enjoy Pitch Perfect 3, mate.
Oh, we've cut him off. See you later.
We've
thanks,
cut
Scotty.
Him off. Yeah, that's what we do when we get stumped. We just get rid of him.
Move on.
Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
What's making news in Bali at the moment, guys?
The volcano Mount Agung has erupted.
Ooh. Absolutely. If you haven't heard...
Eruptions from Mount Agung have seen Virgin, Qantas and Jetstar ground flights to and from Bali for another day. Around 60,000 people are already stranded on the popular holiday island. Air Asia and Garuda Indonesia will both make a decision later this morning after officials decide whether or not to reopen Denpasar Airport.
Ooh.
Oh, stranded on a tropical island. Living the dream.
See, that's what you say. I'm such a person who loves Australia and loves Perth. Don't get me wrong, I travel a little bit. I'll put my hand up for that.
Yeah.
And I don't mind gallivanting around the world.
Yep.
But by the time I'm done overseas, I'm so looking forward to coming home to Perth. Like I just unpack my bags, sit on the couch and just simmer for a couple of days. I love it just as much almost as traveling around the world.
Well, the volcano was supposed to erupt when I went recently on holidays in September and I was so stressed that I was going to be left there alone because Griffo had to come back to work early that I ended up flying back with him because, you know, they were there every single day. Imminent eruption, so imminent eruption.
So you left 3 days early.
I left
early,
3 days
which is
early.
Which is now 4 months early.
Yeah.
So she actually really cooked that. But well done, Ando. You missed out on...
I was like you, though. I wanted to be safe.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you there. Yep. But this morning I want to flip it, right? So, Ryan, you came in and said, how lucky.
How
you're on Tropic Island, you beauty.
I'll
I'm
sit
stuck
back
there.
A few more days, a pina colada. I'll be right there on the deck chair, thanks.
And don't get me
a
wrong.
A bintang in Bali.
Oh, my mistake.
99% of people would be thinking, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here. But there must be that small, small amount of people who have missed something of significance back in Australia.
Well, so when the volcano erupted the last time, not when I was there, I think it was, a year and a half ago, there was a lady who had got over there early with all of her girlfriends.
Yep.
She was getting married in Bali. Her partner got stuck here in Perth.
And couldn't get there.
And couldn't get there. So the groom couldn't get to his own wedding.
Unbelievable. So that's what I'm taking calls on. 131060, where were you stuck and what did you miss? And I'm not taking calls only about Bali. Bali's obviously current, but I want to know, you might have been stuck in Vegas. You might have been stuck in China. I don't care where you're stuck.
Stuck in Vegas.
Or stuck in Darwin like those
you
blokes cock up the other day.
Oh, baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
What have you missed because you were stuck?
Yeah, in light of the flights being cancelled to Bali, most people would say it's a luxury that you've been stuck there for a couple of days more. I think people might miss birthdays, weddings, funerals.
First world problems. Starting a new job. No, but like I read this thing when I was in Bali about this lady who said that if she lives there and she's like, it's a horrible time to be stuck there. She's like, because the locals are struggling with all their crops and everything because the ash goes over it.
100,000 got evacuated. I didn't realise. I just thought it was, I thought it was a bit of a laugh. But
no,
it's,
people
it's
live
actually pretty
all around there and there's elderly wouldn't get out. They chose, they want to finish there. That was the
so
thing.
So you got grumpy old nanas, the Bing tank prices are going up, everything's awful.
It is actually quite stressful there.
Yeah, I can imagine. 13, 10, 60, where were you stuck and what did you miss?
All right, I think we're going to Mel. Are you there, Mel? Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mel. Where were you stuck?
I was stuck on a little island outside of Thailand. So it sounds like it would be amazing, but it was an island where there was the beach was filmed, so there wasn't many amenities. You know, there wasn't accommodation.
I love that movie.
And as you say, great movie. Mel.
Great movie. And so, why did you get stuck there?
Because we're on a party boat and I went for a big wander and an explore and I didn't know anyone. I was traveling on my own. So when everyone got back on the boat, no one said, hey, Mel's missing.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so
PPI.
You could have died on that island.
Yeah, well, it felt like that for about 12 hours.
It's like that movie where they go scuba diving or snorkeling and then they come up after a good snorkel and the boat's gone and they're stuck there for a couple of days.
Many times.
Yes, and one of the couples get eaten by sharks.
Oh, yeah. My. Okay.
Have we not seen that
movie? One of the great tales.
Or maybe I've just directed an unbelievable movie. I'm just remembering
that. Let's go to Carl. Carl, where have you been stuck?
I was stuck at work and deep FIFO work. Actually had a job and then I changed jobs and it was just beautiful because my roster time off lined up with the outings we were going to do and then I decided to change my shift and I tried to negotiate with them and said, look, I've got tickets booked for a couple of outings with the missus and they just said, well, too bad, you've got to work, we need you here. And the worst part about it was Dynamo and Kevin Bloody Wilson. So I was
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
You know what, though? You don't want it. Like, I know when Grivo's been stuck at work because they can't fly out for weather and stuff, I am one angry lady. Because, like, you're dying to see them and then work decides to change their shift or the weather changes and they get stuck out there.
Do you reckon,
he's worried about Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Do you reckon Grifo would be more sad to not see you or more sad that he's stuck 6 hours north of Kalgoorlie?
He's probably sad that he's stuck 6 hours north of Kalgoorlie.
I'm more thinking, is he actually stuck? Or is he just with the boys? He's just with the boys having beers, saying, we're going to go to Perth for a night. We're staying at Cran. I'll see you in the morning.
Don't say that. That's what people actually do, and then they have affairs.
Heidi, they're with the boys.
They're actually going to see Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Oh, baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Do you have a project that's lasted way longer than it should have? Do you have a project that lasted way longer than it should have? Because the NBN is taking about 20 years, I reckon, to build this thing. And can I say, other countries have had world-class internet for ages. And we're still 10 years later going, oh, how do you reckon we should, how should we do it?
Our internet in Tuit Hill is absolutely terrible. It's taken about 10 times to get in and it always constantly drops out.
Yeah. Really? So I'm sure where I live, we have NBN. I'm probably certain it does. But my internet's fine. I have no issues with it. So I can't be bothered sitting at home for between 4 and 10 or whatever time they say and put NBN in. So I just use my little Telstra and away I go.
Yeah, well, I've just got a place in Scarborough and we went to sign up to get the internet and they're like, oh, there's no NBN here yet. And I was like, France had it in 2005. Like, they had it 12 years ago.
I don't want to come across stupid. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like some people might be a little confused because we do already have internet.
Yeah.
So NBN's just going to make it a lot faster.
A lot faster. And for people like us who are just, you know, peasants, for us, it just might be using our phone or downloading stuff. But if you think of farmers who are out on the land trying to upload how much stock they've got and sell stuff to China it can really affect a lot of businesses and stuff. So it's really embarrassing that a 2-year project is up to about year number 8.
Like when you're buying and selling Bitcoins.
Like when you're buying and selling Bitcoins.
There you
go. Well, I'm just trying to sell Bitcoins, just trying to make it rain.
Yes.
And then just when we thought finally after 8 years that the 2-year project might finish, this is the news that we hear yesterday.
The colossal headache that's been Australia's rollout of the NBN doesn't look like it'll improve anytime soon. It's now been put on hold because of mounting issues with service dropouts and installations. Those who had planned to connect to the NBN network through pay TV cables will now have to wait 6 to 9 months. We're only halfway through the installation process after it began back in 2009.
Oh, 2009. My Lord.
Could you imagine calling a plumber and going, can you come and install a ream, bro? And he comes around and goes, oh, I'm going to need 8 years.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. But you were speaking about projects.
Yeah.
My dad, when I think we must have been about 8 or 9 years old, me and my bro, he built us this amazing cubby house.
Mm.
We sold our house to someone else when we were 15, 16, yep. And the cubby house still wasn't finished. We went back and checked out the house because we know the lady who bought it off us. All these years, over 20 years later, the cubby house has never been finished.
Really?
And it's still sitting in the backyard.
It sounds like my uni degree. I'm 13 years in.
Oh, my Lord.
And people have done medicine and become surgeons in that time.
Really?
I'm 15 subjects to a business degree.
Did I see what you out there on the computer, Zave? You were doing a first-year subject?
I'm not sure what it is.
Intro to Business Law? Is that 101?
Yeah, not a first. I just
did
pick
you fail?
And choose. No, please, I'm a HD student. I'm actually quite a clever person. It just
but
takes
just
a bit of time to get in there.
Trust me
on that.
13-year warm-up. all right, 131060 is the phone number. Do you have a project that's lasted longer than the NBN? Or will we go for the Hail Mary? Do you have a project that's lasted longer than Xavier's undergraduate degree? All right, 131060.
Oh, baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Do you have a project that's lasted longer than the NBN? I mean, it's just a national embarrassment that we can't even get. We're a first world country and all we ask for is the ability to stream our TV shows quickly. And France got it in 2005. And now in 2017, we find out that there's going to be a 9-month delay on getting the NBN out. And it's cost billions and doesn't even work.
I want to download all the Love Island episodes that I've missed for the last few years.
But you still do it with your normal internet.
Yeah,
it takes 10 seconds.
Well, it does take a while in Chewett Hill, let me tell you that.
So it's my dad said 10 years ago he was going to sell his house. And he goes, oh, just got to paint the windowsills and tidy up the front garden. And then a few years later, he goes, oh, I just going to tidy up the carport. 10 years later, not ready for sale. That's taken a while. Xavier, your undergraduate degree.
13 years, 13 subjects, but I am sitting around a high distinction. So,
oh, that's not bad.
Maybe
mate.
Genius has just needed a little bit longer. I don't know.
All right, Alison, what project have you got that's lasted way too long?
This was my neighbour. I was living in Hope Valley at the time.
Yep.
And he was my next door neighbour. He started building his house in 1980.
Yeah.
And the government bought him out in 2000.
Oh my Lord. What? So he how far did he get on the house? Like what could you see?
He got pretty far, but by the end the government actually bought him out.
So what do you mean the government bought him out? Were they putting a road through there or something?
Buying the land from everyone in that part of the suburbs to build industrial. Eventually he ended up having to sell because the government bought him out.
And he never got to finish
the house. 20 years. Well, I mean,
and
he doesn't deserve a house.
Down.
20
years. Man.
Let's go to Maria. Your husband, what was he doing?
He was trying to get his degree when I met him in 97.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
But I actually think he can top Xavier. So, yeah.
All right, let's do
this. So I met him in 97.
Yeah.
And he was very much behind in his degree. I'd already gotten mine. I had actually gotten postgraduate qualifications.
We're talking about your husband, not boasting about yourself. That's great. what was he studying, Maria? What topic?
Mechanical engineering. So it was difficult, but I mean, he was just stuffing around.
But with the progression in mechanical engineering, there's no point in rushing through it because the times changed. So he might be smarter than the guys he started with.
Well, we ended up getting married. We've got two kids. And he went to his graduation in 2007.
Oh, yeah, my Lord.
Good on him. Good on him.
That's the record, I reckon.
Good on you.
Well,
now
he finally got there.
Now he's at home with the children because he couldn't get through the job interview process. Rachel, finish this off for us. Project that's lasted way too long.
Right. I got this chair off a junk pile cleanup, and it's an antique-looking metal chair. And I went, oh, that'll be perfect for the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I put it in the backyard. It soon, when we moved, mind you, my son was about 12 at this age.
Mm.
We moved to Karratha. We were up there for 6 years. And my son goes, oh, my God, Dad, why don't you get it to throw it out when we're throwing out all the rubbish from Karratha? Then we moved back from Karratha, and I still have the chair, and I've now found a little wire table to go with my chair.
But you've never done it up.
Sanding some of the rust off. My son is now 22 and I still have my chair and eventually I will finish it.
When are you planning on getting that finished? We'll come over for a cuppa.
Oh, yeah, no worries. let's see, about another 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Oh, baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
So we've been giving away clues all morning. From 6 o'clock this morning, we've given away basically the answers, I think, Zay.
I think we might have. And I want to know, Jasmine from Glen Forest, what time did you start listening this morning?
Oh, I started at 6.17.
Oh. All right. Well, let's hope that you've got all the answers. Your letter today.
The letter today is A. The letter A.
A. And we don't need to give an answer because we've mentioned them all. But for the T's and C's, I will quickly run through the rules. 30 seconds. Every correct answer is $50. All 10 equals the 10,000. You can pass if you don't know the answer. We must take your first answer. And you can't say the same answer twice. Jasmine, all good?
Yes, all good.
All right. Best wishes. Jasmine.
How are you feeling, Heidi? You
I'm bloody nervous. I just want to get this over with. All right, Jasmine, you've got 30 seconds on the clock. Like Xavier said, your letter is A. Your time starts now. Name a singer.
Amy Winehouse.
Name a suburb in Perth.
Armidale.
An animal.
Alpaca.
A sport.
Archery.
A sauce.
Aioli.
A month of the year.
August.
A country.
Antarctica.
A star sign.
Aries.
A colour.
Aqua.
And name a mode of transport.
Aeroplane.
Okay, 6 seconds to go. We're all locked away.
Now, name a country. I think I'm not very clever, but is Antarctica a country or a continent?
Yeah, I think it's a continent. Are we going to double check that one? I don't think it's a country.
I think it's a continent.
We're going to check that one. How do we go with the other ones? I reckon that the rest we're all looking pretty
good. 9 out of 10 so far. Yeah. Drone me, Maddie. Drone me.
now,
people are frantic.
Jasmine.
Googling.
I think I might have rattled the apple cart out there because the people are running everywhere.
There's people going a little bit crazy outside.
What do you reckon, Jasmine? Do you reckon that's a country?
Oh, I don't know. I would know it was a clue this morning. That's why I thought it was the answer.
Oh, we tricked you.
Oh, no.
No, I'm joking. $10,000.
Yes!
Get out of town.
Yes! $10,000.
$10,000, Jasmine. Well done.
Thank you so much. My hands are shaking. Oh, my gosh.
What do you got planned? What do you got planned?
Okay, so we got... are we allowed to say that?
Have I won? Yes, you have.
Let's go through the answers are all correct.
The answers are all correct, so we don't need to go through that,
mate. We got a message in our screen saying we gave it as an answer, so we have to give it. But, mate, congratulations. What are you going to do with the $10,000?
Oh, my car's just died, so I'm going to get a new car.
Oh, brilliant, Jasmine.
What kind of car do you want to get, girl?
Oh, just something reliable would be great.
Corolla or something.
Yeah.
Or well, A for Aldi. Aldi out.
A massive congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, I love you guys. You're amazing.
Well done. You absolutely smoked that.
Yeah.
That with 8 seconds to go.
So whose idea was it here in the building? We're like, oh, we'll give a couple of clues away.
I don't know.
Obviously,
but I thought
it's a person being marched out right now.
Yeah, no, I thought it was meant to last for a little while. But
bang, 10 grand. Hey, we'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you very much to the Home Buyer Centre as well for sponsoring Alpha Bucks.
Plus obviously, the 10 grand, you get to choose the song as well.
Yeah, Jazz, don't go anywhere, mate. Do you want to choose this one for the 805 Jive? Or this one?
Song one.
Song two.
Song one.
What's it going to be, Jazz?
Oh, I'll go with... song number two, please.
Yes.
Gee whiz, I'm going to take this continent thing to court now. You didn't choose song one.
Congratulations on your 10 grand.
Oh, baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry
yep.
this morning as you arrive to work and talk around the water cooler.
What
like
when I spoke to you this morning and you said, oh, I nearly cried.
I was like, I didn't nearly cry. I cried.
Oh, you did cry.
Every single time I hear their story, it is... Now, I'm not a massive royal fan.
I doubt that from the carry on this morning.
No,
it sounds like you're a royal fan.
I'm just super happy that... Harry's always been this party boy and he's finally found this beautiful girl and they're going to spend the rest of their lives together and it's a fairy tale. They told their story this morning of how the proposal actually happened. So how Harry proposed. Here's Harry and Meghan in one of their very first interviews.
The cozy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken
roasting
and having...
Trying to roast chicken.
Trying to roast a chicken. And it was just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
Of course.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I was like, can I say yes now?
Heidi Anderson, there is goosebumps on your arms of you listening to that.
I am almost about to cry now. I know it sounds lame. I know it sounds stupid. But to me, getting engaged was the most magical thing that had ever happened. So I just feel what the excitement that's around their life right now. And they've only been together for 16 months.
It was a cozy night and they were roasting some chicken.
And he got on one knee.
Spare me.
I do have to say, if you don't know who Meghan Markle is, because a lot of people are saying, who is she? Prince Harry didn't even know who she was. They were set up on a blind date. She didn't really know much about the royals. Here is a little bio on Markle.
Meghan Markle, born 1981, is an American actress best known for playing Rachel Zane in Suits. Back in the day, she was a calligrapher, a model, and even editor-in-chief of her own magazine, The Tig. Markle has been shacking up with the ginger ninja Prince Harry since 2016. She grew up in Hollywood and often attended her dad's work on the set of Married with Children, as he's Emmy Award-winning lighting director Thomas W. Markle, whose fame in comparison to the Queen is somewhat underwhelming.
So, 3 years difference between them as well. She's older. Like I said, they didn't know each other. I've been waiting for this moment for Prince Harry to get engaged.
On Twitter waiting for it to come through?
Last night, straight after I Instagrammed that I got, you know, because I follow Kensington Palace on Twitter, as soon as I saw the announcement, quickly put that on Instagram, shared it with all my people, and then I rang my friend and we both cried.
The collective eye roll of both Xavier and I and the rest of Perth when you said, I follow Kensington Palace on Instagram.
Well, look, okay, I've got to explain this. So my grandma died 2 years ago, who was a massive royal fan. She used to write to the Queen every single year. I am taking on that responsibility now.
You're writing letters to the Queen?
I'll write to Prince Harry.
How are you a fan of the royals? What do they do?
They don't do anything.
We don't see anything.
God damn it.
So how are you a fan
of
them?
They do a lot of charity work and Harry is one sexy man and I'm just happy that he's finally settled
down. Griffo, Harry, your choice. Go. Bang.
Well.
No.
It's a hypothetical, right?
It's a hypothetical.
No, Harry's outside the studio.
He's just dumped.
He's dumped Meghan.
Griffo, stay on camp, mate.
All right, look, 13-10-60. I am surprised that you cried and cared that much. And both Zave and I refuse to believe that anyone else in Perth would have actually cried and cared that much. Because surely no one cares.
People, I haven't given a second thought.
Do you know what? Every single story on news.com this morning is Harry and Meghan Markle. This is huge. People have been waiting for this moment. I would love to hear if anyone else does care as much as me. Can we get my girlfriend on the phone if...
No, she's busy. 13-10-60, did you care enough about this to cry? Or are you going to leave Heidi high and dry to let her be the only royal crier in Perth?
Someone else shed a tear. Give us a buzz. 13-10-60.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Did anyone else cry when the announcement of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced their engagement last night? If you haven't heard, they've done a beautiful interview this morning on just how he proposed.
It's a cozy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken
roasting
and having...
Trying to roast chicken.
Trying to roast a chicken. And it was just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
Okay, if you haven't seen The Ring, oh my lord,
that's my
it is
worst
massive.
Nightmare. That's my worst nightmare.
What, you... What,
roasting chicken.
A cozy night, roasting chicken. It was so romantic.
Oh, they're in love.
Oh, I'd jump out a window if Em tried to do that.
And so how do you roast a chicken, Prince Harry? Well, you call your cook and he comes in.
Sorry, Anna.
Oh, like I said, I just feel so full of love. Like I remember when Prince William and Kate got married and everyone got to see it and they broadcast it live and everyone was talking about Pippa's bum.
What was Pippa?
Yeah.
The fact that you came in this morning and were like, oh my God, I've cried 2 or 3 times. And I was like, oh, I get that some people are into it because obviously they don't have their own lives. But the fact that you cried, I could not believe believe that someone would actually cry.
Well, hey, I'm lonely. Gruvo's away. Like, it's my
let's
engagement.
And there's no more, no more Love Island. The episodes are done. 13 10 60. We'll also take calls. Whether you think Heidi's being ridiculous too. Whether you think it's just the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
I'm open for a slammy.
Michelle. Well, it's kids in the car.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Did you cry as well?
I've cried with every single royal moment. With William and Kate, the babies, the wedding, and now Harry. It's like we get to share all their special memories and their and everything. Dinah doesn't get to do that.
Oh my God. It feels like you're going to cry now. I thought the exact same thing. And they've got the beautiful little rocks of Diana's, like in the ring, made with it, and the beautiful diamond from Botswana that's the size of my house.
Blood diamond. Probably.
I just love the boys. The boys are just fantastic.
They are beautiful boys.
And will you be attending on the day, Michelle, making a quick trip over to the UK?
I'd love to.
Oh my God, that's what we have to do.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah. No.
I won't be going.
We just wasted $10,000 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was our plane ticket. That was our flight.
Oh God. Let's go to Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. Have you been in tears this morning as well?
Guys, I squealed, I cried, I lost my business.
Is it because you see Harry as a missed opportunity? Like, I'd love to shack up with Harry.
I'm also a ranger, so unfortunately, rangers can't marry rangers. That's a rule.
Why?
Why not?
You've got to try and get rid of the gene at some stage. All right.
The issue is with rangers marrying rangers. If you're walking down the street, then people just think it's my brother rather than my partner. But I
have that same problem.
Yeah, I went to Will's and Kate's wedding, so I love them so much.
What do you mean? Like, you got personally invited?
No, God, no. But I bought myself tickets and I flew over there to stand there and watch Will and Kate and their first kiss on the balcony. So hearing that Harry got engaged, like, I've actually been saving for this day, either when Harry and Meghan got married or when the Queen died.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go over again.
So hopefully the Queen doesn't die before, and then you can go for the wedding. And
absolutely.
Then
maybe we make a campaign, because that Dreamliner that goes non-stop to London from Perth, maybe we go to Harry's Bucks party.
Well, no.
And we do a thing with Qantas, and Qantas get us to London.
How can you hijack? I want to go for the royal wedding.
Now I do have tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
The dreams of a beautiful, beautiful Bucks day. Oh,
baby. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
But our mate, good friend of the show, Perth Wildcat, and now Boomer, we're chatting to him now.
Damo! Good one, Damo! Oi, Damo, you still coming over the Sabo? Yeah. All right. See you then, mate.
Hey.
Damian Martin, welcome. But also, who made that? What was happening that day when we made that opener?
That was his first day on the show when he tried to speak. He sort of started spurting that out. So,
Damian Martin, mate, congrats last night. You played for the Boomers. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was it's been a big week. We with the Wildcats, we flew up to Brisbane, then down to Melbourne for games. One day I'm guarding Chris Golding, then the next morning we're at an airport. Teammates for Australia to fly over to Taipei, and then 2 days later playing Japan last night here in Adelaide. So it's been a big 7 days, a lot of frequent flyers, but about to board a plane, head to Sydney, and then off to Auckland later today with the Wildcats boys for a game on Friday. So wait to get home and see my daughter and wife eventually, but that won't be until Saturday.
Now, mate, they were obviously the World Cup qualifiers and you gave Japan a bit of a hiding last night, but they must have been resting their stars because you started on the bench. Run me through that. What's going on there?
Oh, mate, this is about the 10th show we've done together. That's the nicest thing you've ever said. Thanks, buddy.
No. I was talking about Ben Simmons and those guys not playing. But
what happened? You were benched for how long, Damo?
No, I did. I started the game from the bench, which I was more than happy to do. So the guys went away in the off-season to Lebanon and won the Asia Cup. And it's the core group of guys back. And then they brought three new faces in, myself included. And then Lucas Walker, who's a teammate in Perth, he got the call-up when Angus Brandt, another Wildcats teammate, he's a little bit sick at the moment. So to see Lucas play his first FIBA-sanctioned game for Australia was a real highlight last night. But yeah, I'm 33 and about 6'1", 90 kilos, and I reckon the guy I was guarding last night, early 20s and about 5'8", and the quickest and fittest guy I've ever had to chase around on a basketball.
And even 5'8", a bit of credit. But, mate, the Boomers team was completely NBL players pretty much. It just shows the good signs. The NBL's absolutely flying.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a new concept altogether. It's kind of like the Socceroos qualifying, how they have to play mid-season. So normally play in the NBA and NBL off-season, so you get all the NBA guys back together. But they're on NBA duty, so it's nice that all the NBL guys got a call up and can represent Australia, and hopefully we can qualify the team for the World Cup. And then I dare say the big names like Andrew Bogut, Dellavedova, Mills and Simmons will probably put their hand up and hopefully give us a little thank you for helping them qualify. And
then, Ben Simmons will make the starting five, will he?
Oh, look, I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Damo, I got to ask, why on earth are we playing international games in Adelaide? I mean, because the Japanese...
Taylor Swift doesn't even go there.
Yeah, like the Japanese team, like, we'll go to Australia for a few days and they'll judge our whole country and they go, oh, what do you think of Australia? And they go, oh, just full of fruit chocks and Euros and Farmers Union. I mean, why can't we play international games in a real town?
It was funny. It was the first time I've ever been clapped by an Adelaide crowd. After the game, we walked around courtside and gave everyone high fives. And a kid who could have been no older than 8 years old pulled his hand back and just said, no Wildcats. So I'm like, oh, wow. The hatred is real and it starts young, but it was nice to get a few claps even though I'm a Perth Wildcats player.
I was going to say, Damo, you've never said a bad word about anyone. Even just then talking about everything that you've talked about, you are just such a nice bloke.
Oh, thanks, Hyde. No, look, it's...
I need to work on you, mate.
You need a bit of tune, my friend.
Should have heard what you were saying at R&B Fridays with a couple of beers in it. It was a different tune there.
And on the quarter, you're a little bit different.
You're a bit more aggressive on the court, that's for sure. But look, the most competitive I get is when I have a three-point competition with one ex-Ellis. And then I thoroughly enjoyed seeing him down the side of the building.
Yeah.
Having a little bit of a...
I've never been more frightened in my life, mate. I would have rather swung from that roof than sat outside that window for an hour.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Damien Martin
from the Perth Wildcats and, of course, representing Australia last night against Japan. Well done, mate, and thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
At the end of this week, we're going to have the biggest guest we've ever had on the Heidi, Xavier and Ryan show. No offence to everyone else and Damien Martin who just got off the phone. But Ruby Rose and Rebel Wilson will be on the show this week.
It's massive. So Pitch Perfect 3 is out. They're premiering it here in Perth on December 12th, but it premieres New Year's Day. We've all actually seen it, haven't we, Zay?
We had a sneak peek.
We had a sneak peek because we are going off to interview both of them tomorrow in Sydney.
Now, you guys, the two of you are, but I'm not going.
You're not welcome.
Taking this Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up anywhere is simple. Home Buyer Centre, keep it simple too. Coaching you into your own two-story home with only $2,000 deposit. Conditions apply. See homebuyers.com.au. VC 8370.